Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is May 20th, 1954, and the title is Sheriff's Brother. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Sheriff's Brother. In the old Southwest of the 1870s, Woody Halston was a vicious killer, subject to black moods of hate and vengeance. For a time, he would hold sway in one section of the country, then suddenly he would strike in another, perhaps under another name. But when he finally was arrested, it was by his brother, Sheriff Dave Halston of Sage Corners. Now, as our story opens, Woody and the henchman, Sam Clure, are just breaking their way out of their cell.
That cell bar's getting loose now, Sam. A couple more yanks ought to do it. Lay hold. Yeah, yeah. Now, Woody.
Once more, we'll have it. Yeah.
Bend your back, Sam. Now we can get out of here.
Yeah. Going out through your brother's office, Woody?
I sure am. I hope he's there. If he is, he'll be a dead man in 5 more minutes.
We got no gun.
The leg of that bench will do the trick. Come on, Sam. Go quiet. Wait a minute. Let's listen.
All quiet in the office, Woody.
Yeah. Maybe that don't mean anything. Hey, but a deputy may be there. Get ready to rush, Sam, as I open this door.
Deputy's asleep.
Yeah. He ain't ever gonna wake up. Just let me get behind him.
Now!
That finishes him for keeps. He ain't wearing a gun.
You gotta have guns, Woody.
Now look in that closet, Sam.
No guns here.
Oh, blast it. Here, I'll look in these desk drawers. Nothing here. Here.
You'd think there'd be an extra gun or two loose in the sheriff's office.
But there ain't.
We better not hang around here anymore, Woody.
We'll go out along the trail into town and jump the first hombre that comes along. And after we get guns and a horse, we're coming back here. Here, hand me that pencil, Sam. I'm going to leave a note on the body of the
deputy.
Yeah, to that brother of mine. Dear Dave, you're next. It'll make the buzzard do some thinking. Now, come on, Sam. Let's get out along that trail.
Very soon it get dark, Cisco. And when it get dark, Pancho's stomach get hungry.
I'm well aware of that, Pancho. As soon as we get to the next town, we will stop somewhere and have our supper.
That's good.
The question is, which of these trails will lead us to a town?
Oh,
that'll
hold. Oh, look, oh, look. Can't you think this one, Cisco?
Well, you could be right, amigo.
Why don't drive this way, Cisco?
Oh, say, suppose we ask these people in the buckboard.
We ask the people in the buckboard.
Buenas tardes, señora, señor.
Buenas tardes, señor, señor.
Oh, come on. What can I do for you, strangers?
Which of these trails leads to a town, señor?
Well, the one you're on carries you right smack into Shade's Corner.
Gracias, senor.
Gracias, senor. Is a good cafe in the town?
Oh, pretty fair. What do you think, Maud?
Why, the food ain't nothing to brag about. This stranger seems to be all right, Jake. Why don't we ask him to supper?
Sure, let's do that. My wife and I, we got a little farm close by. We're just coming back from town. Like to offer you our hospitality.
If I do say so myself, there ain't a woman in these parts can beat me when it comes to cornbread.
Cornbread likes Pancho.
You are very kind, but Pancho and I are riding south to the Ledge Mountain country. We must get there as quickly as possible. So I think we had better push on.
But Cisco Cornbread...
Would you be the Cisco kid?
Si, senor. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Cornbread and Pancho.
Well, what do you know? We'd be mighty honored to have the Cisco kid and his partner as our guest, wouldn't we, Maud?
We sure would, Jake. We heard so much about you.
Again, gracias. We'll be happy to call upon you on our way back, senor and senor. But right now, our business to the south is urgent.
All right, then, Cisco. Call in on your way back.
You'll be mighty welcome.
Yep, get up, boys. Come on.
They're nice to us, Cisco.
Very fine people, Pancho. We'll remember them. Up, Diablo, come
go,
on.
Go.
I would like to visit with them, Pancho. But our friends in the Ledge Mountain country need our help against the bandito Mickey Denver.
Who, Mickey Denver, Cisco?
I have an idea. He is the notorious Woody Halston, Pancho, going under another name.
Oh.
That is Halston's method.
Uh-huh.
In any event, we must get there as quickly as we can. Up, Diablo, come.
Logo, no more comrade, Logo. No more comrade.
Ready now, Sam. Here's a couple of riders coming.
Yeah, you got that club, but I got nothing to use, Woody.
Use one of them rocks. Hold it tight in your fist. All you got to do is jump down on them as they ride by.
All right. Which one you want me to take?
Take the second one.
Right.
I'll take the one ahead. Make this good now, Sam. We need them horses and guns.
How far to the town, Cisco?
Oh, cannot be very far now, Pancho.
Quick, touch, Woody. It's a Cisco kid.
Never mind. I'm taking Cisco. All right.
Jump! My career! What is this?
Find out what it is!
Come on!
You horse! You skinny one, you!
Hey, I will come down off this horse, hombre! Now we will see what is what!
Pancho, fall on this, hombre, Cisco! He's not good no more!
Bueno, Pancho! Try to arrange matters! This hombre will do the same!
Bueno, Cisco! Knock the hombre down!
Come on! What's the matter?
We go after them, Cisco?
No, let them go, Chico. We cannot waste time going after them. We must be on our way. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, Loco, go now. Go.
She greets Scott. Deputy. Dead. Hey, boys. Come over here, quick. By thunder, this is terrible. Terrible.
What's the matter, Sheriff?
Deputy's been struck down, killed. There's a note pinned to his coat. Let me see what it says. Dear Dave, you're next. No name signed, but that's my brother's handwriting.
What?
Let me look out in that cell, bro.
We got away. Him and Sam both.
Boys, gotta get a posse out right away after that scoundrel of a brother of mine. It's his life or mine. So if you're sane, shoot to kill.
Ah, there's the town down there, Pancho.
Si, it's the twilight now, Cisco. They put on the lamps.
Si. As soon as we get through this grove, we'll be in the town.
Uh-huh.
Then we will look for a cafe. Yeah, what's troubling you, Diablo?
What trouble you, Loco?
Better stop and look the situation over, Pancho. Oh, they have a
hoo, Loco, hoo, Loco, hoo.
Hey, Sam, boys! Hey, stop! Open up on
us! Santos, what is this? Open among the trees, Diablo. Come on,
get the trees, Loco. Go now, go now.
The sheriff, Pancho.
Yeah, he likes to shoot.
Oh, no, Matt doesn't, the sheriff. What do you think you're shooting at?
Hold on your guns and come out with your hands up, Woody.
Woody?
You too, Sam.
You have the wrong one, Sheriff. We are not Woody and Sam.
Not Sam and Woody either.
You sure don't look like them. Right out this way, slow. Hold your fire, boys.
Very well. Come on, Devil. Come
on, Lou. Come on.
Ah, That's near enough.
Oh, there. Oh,
look. Oh, oh.
Now, keep your hands up till I can get over there and get a look at you.
Strangers. Guess I owe you an apology. I thought you were somebody else.
We will accept your apology, Senor Sheriff, but next time I hope you will ask before you shoot. Some of your bullets nearly hit us.
Well, maybe I'm a mite jumpy. Woody Halston's a bad hombre, even if he is my brother.
Woody Halston?
Your brother, Sheriff?
Yeah. Had him in jail and he escaped, along with his partner. Left a note saying he was going to get me, and he will, too, unless I get him first.
Woody Halston. I would like to talk to you about him, Sheriff. Pancho and I have come a long way to help the law bring in that hombre.
See, Sheriff, Cisco helped you get that hombre.
Cisco?
Uh-huh.
Cisco, kid.
That's what I'm called, Sheriff. Two hombres jumped Pancho and me back along the trail. They could have been the ones you are after.
Then let's go get them.
As you wish, Sheriff, but Pancho and I will ride on to the cafe. There's little use trying to track down anyone in the dark.
Yeah, you're right about that, Cisco. I'll go back to the cafe with you. We'll talk things over. And I sure hope you can help me land Woody.
I'll have your supper fixed for you in just a minute, Jake.
Oh, no hurry.
I do wish Cisco and Pancho could be with us. I'd like to hear Cisco tell of his experiences rounding up all them criminals.
From what I hear of Cisco, he ain't much of a hand for talking about himself.
Well, anyway, I wish he'd come back with us. And I do hope he stays in this country for a time, Jake. Makes me nervous knowing that awful Woody Halston's around here.
But Woody's behind bars. He's in jail, Maude.
Yes, but even so, that jail ain't any too good, you know. Sheriff lets things slide.
Oh, quit your worrying and put that food on the table.
Sit down, then. Listen.
What?
But I heard somebody come up onto the porch. Oh, I guess I was mistaken, though. I
hope you wasn't mistaken.
What?
Shut the door, Sam.
Yeah. Just in time for supper.
By thunder, Maud, it's Woody Halston.
That's right, mister. You stay right where you are. Sam, get them guns and ammunition belt hanging from the wall.
Sure will, Woody.
What are you going to do with that club?
I'll show you, ma'am.
No!
Jake! Devils!
I can't let her get away, Woody.
Yeah, she can't do nothing. Let her go. We'll eat up this grub, Sam, and we'll saddle a couple of horses and ride back to town. I ain't only gonna kill my brother Dave. I'm gonna take that town apart so they won't ever forget me. And I'm gonna do it tonight.
Smell nice in this cafe, Cisco.
Say, Pancho, but stop that sniffing or they will take you for a bloodhound.
That's a joke.
Well, I guess Pancho's ready to put on the feed bag, Cisco.
Pancho's ready for the feed bag,
Jerry. Well, let's check our guns, boys. Rule this cafe and hang them up on this rack.
Si, Senor Sheriff.
Now, there's a table we can sit at over in the corner. I'll sit so I can watch the door, Cisco.
That's a good idea.
Now, as I was saying about my brother Woody, he's always been a bad hombre ever since he was a boy. He'll be coming back after me, and when he does...
There he is. There he is.
What's the trouble, Maude?
That Woody Halston, he come to our place, Sheriff, and he struck down Jacob. I'm afraid he killed him.
Well, by thunder.
Is it Signore Cisco?
Si.
All right, Maude. I'll go right out there.
Pancho and I will go with you, Sheriff. Santos, let us get our guns.
Clear out of here, you hombres. We're taking over the town.
Well, if it ain't my brother Sam and the hombre that give me this black eye, open up on him.
Now, Sheriff, down.
Looks as if Cisco, Pancho, and the sheriff have small chance of escaping. In just a minute, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Oh.
back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Sheriff's Brother. When the escaped killers, Woody Halston and Sam Fleur, returned to the town of Sage Corners to kill Woody's brother, the sheriff, they rode their horses into the cafe, where the sheriff, with Cisco and Pancho, was about to eat. At once, pandemonium broke loose as customers rushed to get out. Then Woody saw our friend.
Hey, calm down, Sam. Let him have it.
Look out, Sheriff. Pancho, our guns on the rack.
Easy, sir.
Oh, oh.
I got him, Sam.
Hey, you coyotes. If I can get my hands on you for that.
Get out of here, Woody.
Pancho, those guns.
Tie it up.
Down, Pancho.
Knee down. That'll show them, hombres, what's what. All right, Sam, out the door.
Cisco, the sheriff.
Si, senora.
They shot him down.
I saw the whole thing, senora. Let me have a look at his wound.
Oh, bad wound, Cisco.
Hey, some of you carry the sheriff over to the doctor's. Yeah. Right, careful now. Be very gentle with him. Easy there.
Cisco, can't you do something about the murderers?
We'll do what we can, senora. I can tell you this much. I never wanted to get my hands on any hombre so much as I do on that Woody Halston. Come on, Pancho.
Hey, Woody! Woody! I just been back mixing with the crowd. They say your brother's going to pull through.
What do you mean, sir?
My bullet's got him for keeps.
All I know is what they're saying. He's over the docks now, and they say he's going to get better.
Oh, he is, huh? Not if I got anything to say about it. We'll ride back there, Sam, and go into the docks house, and I'll finish Dave off.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. What about that Cisco kid?
Well, what about him?
Well, he's around this town somewhere. The talk is he's looking for us.
Let him look.
He's bad medicine, Woody.
Well, so am I. I can take that Cisco kid any time.
Well, just the same, let's be smart about it. How about this, Woody? Right now, we're at one end of the town, and I figure Cisco's at the other, near where the doc's house is. Now, suppose we was to set this barn on fire. That'd draw him here, wouldn't it?
Maybe that's an idea, sir. Get down off your horse, and we'll set her a gun.
It's the safest way. We can make a circle back, and while Cisco's here, we can get into the doc's house. Yeah. This old dry straw to get it going quick.
Mm.
I'll kick a little some of this against the wall.
Yeah. Hey, here's a match. Touch her off, Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, she sure blazes up. Right? Now, come on. Let's get out of here.
What are we doing now, Cisco?
We ought to stop for a moment, Pancho. No, they are...
Slow down. Slow down, loco.
Yeah, there's nothing more we can do at the moment, amigo. We've asked at least a dozen people if they've seen those two coyotes, and none of them have.
Pancho, wish Pancho could see in the dark, like a gato, Cisco.
Si, so do I. But neither of us has the eyes of a cat.
No, neither.
But all we can do, Pancho, is to wait until morning and then pick up their tracks.
Where is Senora, Cisco?
She went over to the doctor's to get him to go with her rancho and attend her husband.
The doctor go?
I believe so, Chico. Now that he's made the sheriff comfortable.
What if the bandidos go out to the rancho too, Cisco?
Well, they might, Pancho.
They might.
I've just been thinking of that.
Uh-huh.
The question is whether we should ride out there in case they decide to go there or to remain here in the town.
In case the bandido hears his brother not dead?
Si.
Perhaps you not know how one brother can kill another brother.
Because that Woody Halston is a devil, Pancho.
Oh.
He hates his brother that much more for arresting him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look. Look, Pancho.
You're fire, Cisco.
Si, at the other end of the town.
Bandidos may be there.
Si, but wait, Pancho.
Wait?
That may be a trick. I do not know. In any event, let us do this.
What?
Ride to that fire.
Uh-huh.
Be prepared to ride back here fast if we see no sign of the bandidos.
No sign of the bandidos.
Up, Diablo. Come on.
Go now. Go.
This is far enough, Sam.
Hold on.
Here, whoa. Well, I can see everything from here in the light of that fire. Now watch for Cisco and the fat one.
Yeah. That fire sure is drawing all the rest of the town there.
Yeah, but we don't care nothing about them. I don't see Cisco.
Neither do I.
Maybe he rode on through town, Sam. Maybe he had enough.
Yeah, maybe. And I wouldn't count on it. From all I hear, that hombre likes to mix into things.
Hey, look, look.
Ain't that Cisco riding towards the fire now?
It sure is. No mistaking that big horse.
And the fat one's with him, too.
And now's our chance to get back to the doc's house, Sam. Come on, let's go.
Get up, boy.
Big fire, Cisco.
See, there's no possible chance of saving that barn.
No.
So pay no attention to fire, Pancho.
Huh?
Keep your eyes open for those two bandidos.
Pancho keep his eyes open, Cisco. But Pancho not can see the bandidos.
Let us ride on fast. This way, amigo. Up, Diablo. Come on.
Go now.
They set that fire. The chances are they would hide somewhere close by in order to watch it.
Uh-huh.
Hey, wait. Two riders. Full gallop. Just went over the crest of that hill, Pancho. Hold that hole.
The bandidos, Cisco?
I could not tell. They were too far away.
Uh-huh.
But they are riding towards the other end of the town. We'll go back, Pancho. Up, Diablo. Come on now.
Go, come on.
Father Romeo, I believe it was a trick to get us to this end of the town.
Diablo, help ya!
Go! Somebody tell Pancho is trouble soon.
That may be. There, Pancho. They're up ahead of us.
They get all their horses in front of the doctor, Cisco.
They are the bandidos, I'm sure of it now.
They run for the house, too, Cisco.
Only the door is locked. It will give us a moment more to get there. Pancho, you're done. Shoot at them, but not to kill.
Pancho not to hit them anyway, Cisco. Pancho shoot.
Now. Bueno, the door is locked. Get back away from that house, you coyote.
Now they run back to the horses, Cisco.
They are just a little too late for that now.
Come on, Cisco. They go, too.
And the Mavericks right into them, Pancho. Come on, Diablo.
Get into them, loco. Go.
This is the last time you will fire a gun. Long time, hombre. Drop it. Now we can settle this with our fists.
Now you shoot at Pancho, hombre. Pancho, take that gun with the full whip. And now, Pancho, take two.
We're waiting for this killer. Now I'm going to make the most of it.
Catch you with this knife, Cisco.
Now, you leave your jaw exposed like that. But just to make sure, this will help. So will this.
That hombre, oh, true, Cisco.
So it seems, Pancho. At least for the time being. So, you are coming back to kill your brother, Woody Halston, alias Mickey Denver?
I got nothing to say.
No, me neither.
There is no need for you to say anything. I will say it for you. This time, hombres, you are going to a jail that will hold you and keep you from being lynched. So let's tie them up and get them out of here in a hurry, Pancho.
So you took him over the mountain to Sage City, Cisco?
Si, senora.
And Cisco not dare to put the hombres in the Sage Corners jail, senora.
Not with the people of this town as fighting mad as they were. It was the only thing we could do. Now tell me, senora, how is the senor?
Oh, he's going to be all right, Cisco. The doctor said he just had a slight concussion, nothing serious.
Well, I'm happy for you, senora.
Pancho, happy for the senora, too.
Yes, and I'm mighty glad the sheriff's going to get better, too.
Si, that is also good news.
Needs the best news.
Pancho, what are you sniffing at?
Pancho smells something good, Cisco.
Why, it must be that cornbread I'm making out in the kitchen.
See the cornbread.
Pancho is not polite to sniff that way. Where are your manners?
Oh, now you let Pancho alone, Cisco. He can have all that cornbread he wants, and a lot of good steak to go with it, and some fried potatoes and gooseberry pie.
Pancho not say no, senor. Pancho say, si.
And how about you, Cisco?
Well, see, for once, senora, I believe I can eat as much as Pancho.
You not know what you say, Cisco. You think Pancho fat now? Wait till Pancho get through with his meal. Pancho be like a balloon, no? Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
It was a good meal.
Oh, it was a wonderful meal.
The steak, and the cornbread, and the gooseberry pie. Pancho, is Big Maria cook like this?
Well, is not Big Maria a good cook, Pancho?
Mm, Big Maria nice, señorita. She's not a good cook.
Well, how do you know she's not?
She cooked something for Pancho once.
See?
And Pancho tasted and said, who spilled mustard on this pancake?
Who spilled mustard on the pancake? And what did Big Maria say to that, Chico?
Big Maria say, that's not a pancake, Pancho. That's a lemon pie.
Oh, well, Big Maria may not be a good cook, Pancho, but she's very pleasant.
Oh, easy. Big Maria very pleasant, Cisco. Big Maria could marry anybody she pleased.
She could marry anyone she pleased?
Anyone she pleased.
Well, then why is Big Maria still single?
Because she never pleased nobody.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, she's so...
Up the hill.
Go, 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 go.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.